Have you ever found yourself in a classroom where the atmosphere was so positive and engaging that you couldn't help but feel excited about learning? Hopefully, that was your classroom. But sometimes it's not, and we can all use some ideas for managing those classrooms that foster a sense of community and respect amongst our students. Classroom management is an important thing when it comes to classroom teaching, and we don't always talk about it when we're talking about our proficiency levels and activities and all those things about the communication modes. So let's take on this critical aspect of language education. Classroom management. So in this episode, we're going to explore 10 effective ways of creating a positive language learning environment. So let's jump in. Are you a language teacher looking for some reassurance that what you're doing in the classroom is on the right track? Or maybe you're looking for some ways to teach even more effectively? If you're one or the other or somewhere in between, you've landed in the right place. This is the World Language Classroom Podcast with your host, me, Joshua Cabral. You're about to get tips, tools, and resources so that your students continue to rise in proficiency and communicate with confidence. Let's jump in. Vamos, allons-y. Hello, my friends. Bonjour, mes amis. Hola, mis amigos. Welcome to the World Language Classroom Podcast. I am Joshua Cabral, and thank you for taking the time out of your week to listen to a podcast about language teaching. Just to remind you, it's one of the many things that makes you an incredible teacher. So thank you so much for doing this. And so today, we are going to talk about classroom management, a critical aspect of education and teaching, and the language classroom is no different than all of that. So when we often talk about our different themes here on the podcast, we are talking about ways that actually contribute to having a very positive and productive classroom by doing things like focusing on student proficiency and doing things that have interest to them. So we're actually doing a lot of those things that contribute to it. But there's always room to do a little more or to think about things differently. So in this episode, we're going to talk about 10 ways of creating a positive language learning environment, which will contribute to that classroom management aspect of things being productive and student-centered and minimizing any behavior that takes students off task. So I'm going to get into the details of each of the elements that I'm going to suggest to you, each of the strategies, but I also have a blog post where you can see everything in writing, and maybe that's a better way for you to digest it after the fact, to have it to go back and refer to. So wlclassroom.com/classroom management, and the link will also be in the show notes. So before diving into the specifics, let's reflect on why effective classroom management is vital in the language classroom. Because a well-managed classroom not only ensures a conducive learning environment, but it also nurtures a positive and inclusive atmosphere. And specifically in our language classroom, we want to maximize learning opportunities. And so having a well-managed classroom is going to maximize learning opportunities. Because when students feel safe and respected, they are more likely to actively engage in language activities, which then leads to better language acquisition. In addition to maximizing learning opportunities, a well-managed classroom will also promote effective communication. Because in a well-managed classroom, we have clear expectations and routines, and that promotes effective communication, which in turn helps students understand what's expected of them and then how to succeed. So first thing is maximizing learning opportunities, and then it promotes effective communication. And the third thing I will point out about a well-managed classroom is that it builds confidence. Positive classroom management boosts student confidence, and it encourages them to take risks and to participate in language tasks. So if we have a well-managed classroom, we're going to maximize learning opportunities, promote effective communication, and build confidence in students. So that's the goal. That's where we want to get to. So now we're going to unpack 10 strategies for getting there, to getting to that place where we are maximizing learning opportunities and effective communication and building confidence. So number one is to establish clear guidelines. So you want to create a set of clear and concise guidelines that outline our classroom expectations, rules, and perhaps even consequences. So you want to share these guidelines with your students at the beginning of the school year or the beginning of your course, because this provides a framework for behavior and helps prevent disruptions. So we want to focus on the positive and the type of environment that we want to create. And I would also suggest that as you're creating this sort of classroom contract, that you co-create it with students so that they have agency in the process and in the classroom community. So this moves beyond the idea of handing out a syllabus or talking about what we're going to cover or anything like that. It's really about establishing what do we want to be as a community, and co-creating that with students means that they have a say in the community. And what you will find is that when you bring students into that conversation, they truly do understand what a well-managed classroom looks like, because it makes them feel safe and productive, and they actually do want to contribute to that. And when they have a role in creating what that environment is going to look like and what contributes to it, they have agency in it. They are a part of it, and they see that their ideas are valued, and they will even remember which things they contributed to it as you're going through the year. So start by establishing those clear guidelines about what is going to help to promote this positive classroom atmosphere and co-create that with students. Number two is to foster a sense of belonging in your classroom. We want to cultivate a classroom atmosphere where students feel like they belong. And this will encourage open communication and active listening, and also inclusivity and centering of students' experiences. So here we're really looking at the DEIJB work and the diversity, equity, inclusion, justice, and belonging, and having students see themselves reflected and doing things that are of interest to them. Because when students feel connected to their peers, the teacher, and the topics and curriculum, they're more likely to engage positively. So foster that sense of belonging by centering students' experiences and finding those topics that they are going to latch onto and to be interested in, and those topics that make them feel valued and part of the classroom experience. Number three is to use positive language. So promote positive interactions by modeling and using positive language. So you want to praise and acknowledge students' efforts and accomplishments. So we want to encourage them to do this with their peers as well by creating the supportive and uplifting atmosphere. So we want to provide this language on word walls and by modeling it consistently so that students are also able to engage in this positive language in the community of the classroom, but we need to give them the tools to be able to do that. And a big part of that will be by modeling it and doing it consistently as a teacher as well. And then number four is to implement active learning. We want to engage students in interactive activities that require them to use the target language actively and authentically. These activities can range from role-playing and simulations to group projects, debates, anything really. Just active learning keeps students motivated and involved, and this will discourage off-task behavior and talking. Because they need to be actively involved, there's no opportunity to go beyond what they're supposed to be doing or to do something outside of that that is going to be distracting and perhaps not on task. Now, of course, that is going to happen once in a while, but by having active learning and having students engage with the language on topics that are of interest to them, it's going to help to keep them on task rather than talking off task. And then number five is to encourage self-reflection. So we want to incorporate moments of self-reflection in our lessons and prompt students to think about their language learning progress. What are their strengths? What are their areas for improvement? Some of this may involve goal setting. That's a possibility. But however you go about it, this self-awareness helps them to take ownership over their learning journey. And some of that reflection might be who they are in the classroom community, how they contribute to the classroom community, things that might have hindered the classroom community, all of those things of self-reflection that, yes, it's talking about their strengths and in weaknesses or areas for improvement when it comes to actual language learning, but also being a community member as well. So encourage that self-reflection. And this leads us into number 6, which is setting realistic goals. So working with our students to set achievable language learning goals. These can be short-term, like mastering a specific structure, or long-term, such as reaching a certain proficiency level. But having clear objectives keeps students motivated. They know what's coming next. They know what to expect. If you have an agenda on the board, they know what's coming up. If you have brain breaks in there, then you can make sure that students can look at that and they know, just hang on for another couple of minutes, we're going to have a brain break. Any of those types of things are going to help students stay motivated. So help with those goals, that they could have daily goals, they could have short-term goals and long-term goals as well. And then number 7 is to create a comfortable physical environment. So arrange your classroom to be comfortable and conducive to learning as much as you're able to. I understand that some of us don't always have the same classroom, that we share classrooms. So as much as we are able, we want to create a comfortable physical environment that's conducive to learning. So ensure things like adequate lighting and seating arrangements that facilitate communication, and well-organized learning spaces will help to contribute to students being on task and being involved in classroom, because a positive learning environment positively impacts students' focus. So again, to the degree that you're able in the space that you're in, can you create that comfortable learning environment that will positively impact students' focus? And then number 8 is to incorporate authentic materials. So we want to integrate these authentic materials from the target language culture into our lessons. These things can include songs, videos, books, news articles, anything that's an authentic material, because this is going to provide real-world context and make language learning more engaging for our students. So we want to make the input compelling as well as comprehensible so that it motivates students to engage. This is going back to a previous suggestion about students staying on task because it's something that they want to be doing, that they're interested in. And by having these authentic materials, it's going to help to make that reading and listening and engaging with the language compelling to them as well as comprehensible. And this is what's going to help to motivate them to engage appropriately rather than doing anything that's off task. And number 9 is to promote collaborative learning. So encourage collaboration among students by assigning group projects and activities. Now, collaborative learning allows students to practice language skills while working together, and it also fosters a sense of camaraderie and shared achievement. Just remain aware of the dynamics and how grading a group project is not always the most equitable thing to be doing. And of course, not all students like to work in groups and they end up doing more work than other people. There are a lot of dynamics that can happen within a group project depending on the age level, but maybe it's just activities more than full-on group projects that are going to have a grade attached in the end. But having these activities that encourage collaboration among students, where they have to communicate with each other and foster that sense of camaraderie and in the end that shared achievement of what they're able to produce. But again, remain aware of the dynamics of group grading, which is not always the most productive thing to be doing. And then this brings us to number 10, which is emphasize growth over perfection. So do your best to shift the focus from perfection to growth. Yes, mastery is important. We want to grow towards mastery. But the idea of perfection being the goal is not always the most productive thing for students. So shift the focus from perfection to growth. And this means that we want to encourage students to embrace mistakes as opportunities to grow and improve. So that means we want to celebrate their progress, no matter how small, and reinforce the idea that language learning is a journey. Particularly in this area, I will recommend finding the sweet spot of what is referred to as productive struggle. So it's this idea that struggle isn't just to engage with challenges and to get disheartened by not having success, but it's a productive struggle, which means that you're able to work through it and get to the end and find some ways to move in this journey, and that your struggle is not just stagnant and just frustrating and disruptive to your learning, but it's a productive struggle, that there are things along the way that help you to understand better and help you to move forward. So we want to always find that sweet spot of a productive struggle. And this is a concept that has been put forward by Alan Schoenfield at the University of California, Berkeley. And he does work in the project called Teaching for Robust Understanding. So I'll put a link in the show notes to Dr. Schoenfield's work at the University of California on TRU, T-R-U, his Teaching for Robust Understanding. And one of the parts of this is the idea of productive struggle. So let's recap a bit here. So we started by looking at why is looking at classroom management important in our language classes? And we talked about the fact that there are three main things that we can see as the ultimate benefits of it, and that it maximizes learning opportunities when we have a well-managed classroom. It also fosters effective communication because of the clear expectations. And then it'll build confidence in students as well. Then we walk through 10 strategies for a positive language learning environment, which will contribute to a well-managed classroom. And we had number one, establishing clear guidelines. And then number two, foster a sense of belonging. That means really diving into the idea of DEIJB work. Number three was use positive language, not just the teacher, but students as well. Number four is to implement active learning, because this is going to help students to stay on task. Number five was to encourage self-reflection, so students can see their own place in the community. Number six was to set realistic goals. This is looking more at their language learning goals, but it helps to see where they are in the process. Number seven was to create a comfortable physical environment in your classroom. So again, that's to the extent that you are able in your teaching situation. Number eight is to incorporate authentic materials. And this brought us to the idea of using compelling input as well as comprehensible so that students are engaged and they want to stay on task and engage with the language on that topic. Then number nine was to promote collaborative learning, so encourage collaboration among students so that they are working together and that they can have a shared sense of camaraderie and that shared achievement, and always remaining aware that grading of group projects is not always the most equitable thing to be doing. And then number 10 was to emphasize growth over perfection and that idea of productive struggle from the Teaching for Robust Understanding project. So creating a positive language learning environment through effective classroom management is a journey, and it's going to be different for every class. You might have two sections in the same grade, and you're going to have a different experience with those different groups of students because the dynamic is considerably different. But by implementing these strategies that are tailored to various proficiency levels, hopefully you'll be well on your way to fostering a classroom where language proficiency, respect, and confidence thrive. And we're always going to have those situations where in the moment, you're going to have a student who does something, or you're going to have a group of students doing something. And even if you do all of these things, it's not going to inhibit that from happening, because that's the reality of teaching. So we need to establish those relationships with our own students so that we can positively manage those one-off situations as they come up. But what I'm sharing today is more of a framework of being proactive for creating situations where students have the opportunity to remain engaged rather than disengaged with what's happening in the classroom, and creating that positive classroom environment. And yes, of course, we're going to have students with all the different behavior plans and things that are going on, and we can talk about those. So I would just say that we need to focus on those relationships with our individual students in those cases, but to look at these ideas as a way to foster a general learning environment in your classroom that's productive and focuses on positive communication. Be sure to check out the show notes where you'll see the link to the blog post that has all of these laid out. And that's at wlclassroom.com/classroom management, but also the link is in the show notes. There is also the link to the Teaching for Robust Understanding website, so you can take a look at that, read a little more about productive struggle. You'll also see the link for Talking Points, my weekly email newsletter with tips and resources for language teaching. And there are also links to get in touch with me if you would like to work together, and we could do that in person in your school or even remotely. I will talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to the World Language Classroom Podcast. Be sure to follow or subscribe wherever you're listening so that you never miss an episode. Let's keep the conversation going on social media. Connect with me on X, aka Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, at WL Classroom. And for even more valuable resources, visit my website, wlclassroom.com, where you'll find over 300 blog posts about language teaching. So stay inspired, keep growing, and continue making a difference in your language classroom.